going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Finding a doctor right now, like any kind of doctor,
it's tough
in the greater Rochester area.
Yeah. It's sold out.
Almost impossible. And some doctors, they are more in demand than others, depending on the specialty.
Mm.
Right. It would be interesting to know how hard it is to get in to see this local doctor.
Oh.
Because you may look at what she's doing as a huge positive.
Yeah.
You may also understand why some folks see what she does and it would make them veer a different direction.
Yeah.
Because, Tommy, normally doctor and celebrity are not two things that go together.
Right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF will jump right into it. Dr. Fran Haydnick. I think I'm saying that the right way. Haydnick.
Okay.
She is an OBGYN right here in Rochester. That's a lady doctor, Tommy.
Yeah, I know. She's a cave dweller.
And along with working as a doctor, she's got a side hustle.
What's she doing?
She is a TikTok star.
She's putting that on TikTok?
No, you.
How does that work? She could get in trouble.
Tommy signs up for TikTok.
I don't think so, man.
Kimmy.
Yeah.
This doctor.
Yeah.
What is she doing?
She's probably giving like tips about health. Okay. Maybe, I'm assuming like that's what her thing is on TikTok. It's not like she's like, dancing.
Gynecological. Maintenance?
Information on things like pregnancy, birth
like
control,
stuff.
Menopause. Okay. And she says she started this back in 2021 to combat misinformation about reproductive health she was seeing online.
Right.
And she is apparently good at it because she is making a fortune. She was the subject of a profile in the New York Post this week. And this doctor says she makes her, the average OB makes around $300,000 a year.
God damn.
Dr. Haydnick says she has already made that much from TikTok so far this year.
Wait, so it's only half in.
Yes. She's making more as a TikTok star, according to her, than she is as a doctor. And again, she makes a lot of money as a doctor.
There's big money down there, buddy.
Shut up.
They're right. It's literally a gold mine, Pat.
Shut up.
There's gold in them janitors. So go ahead, I'm listening.
Kimmy is not entertained in any way.
No.
How do you not find this funny?
She has a giner, man. Maybe it's not as funny to giner havers.
All right. If you're fully cootered, turn off the radio.
Giner havers.
I don't know. What else would you call it? Women, I guess. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Kimmy?
Yeah.
Would it bother you if your doctor was moonlighting as a TikTok influencer?
No, because it probably means that they're really good at talking to people.
Okay.
And to me, that's a huge positive with my doctor, is like having good communication. And I think that if they are somebody that can put it into words where it's more universal, people enjoy listening and taking tips from them, I would think that's a positive.
All right, Tommy, I ask you the same question. Would you see it as a problem if your doctor was a TikTok influencer?
Well, I'd be pissed off if I can't get in to see her.
Okay.
Like, it's like she's always sold out or too busy.
Well, you got a giant problem right now,
yeah,
too?
Yeah.
You're just a walking yeast infection.
I don't know,
like,
man.
You're afraid it's going to take away from her day-to-day.
You're a doctor. Why don't you focus on doctoring?
How much money you need, lady? You're making 300G, and now you're over here hustling on more money.
Every time I say rich people shouldn't steal, well, you know, he doesn't take too much money.
I say doctors should not be on TikTok or Instagram.
Okay, so you think they should be focusing more on doctors.
Be a doctor.
But the things that they're telling people are important. And it's coming from a legitimate source.
Tell it to your patients.
I think there is something you need to keep in mind. As we started this discussion, right, it's very hard to get in and see doctors right now.
Yeah.
There are other docs on social media who have helped people discover something wrong with them that should be treated. And they've given them solutions that maybe things they maybe thought weren't treatable. Keep in mind, even if you have health insurance, or excuse me, we're talking about people with health insurance that can't get in to see doctors because they're too busy. There are an alarming number of Americans that do not go to the doctor at all.
Yes.
Right? They can't afford to.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it sounds crazy, but for some people, these docs on social media may be the only legitimate medical advice they can afford.
So it's like telemedicine and you're not even really paying
kind
for
of,
it.
Kind of, or it's pointing something out that maybe you thought you could live through or live with, and then you may think like, okay, it's time to go get that checked out.
Well, going down that road, I think you can also argue that some of these docs on TV or social media or whatever also give people the confidence to get embarrassing things checked out.
Yeah.
So Dr. Pimple Popper, you're familiar with her?
Through you, yes.
TLC?
Yeah.
She deals with some like rough skin stuff.
Yeah.
I can't watch that show.
Yeah, it's got to be gross as crap.
My wife and kids used to watch it.
Well, that's like a gig.
Yeah. But, I mean, if you're embarrassed about something you have, and then you see someone similar on TV or social media, maybe it gives you the courage to go do something about it.
Okay, but is it all medical, or is it just like goofy dancing and doing other jackass stuff too?
If it was, would that be a problem for
you? Yeah. I don't want to see my doctor acting like an ass.
You literally talk.
Unless it's an ass doctor, then I understand, you know. You're trying to sell the ass.
So you don't have any personal discussions with my wife when you go in, like about like, you know, what's going on with you and your wife? And
yeah, but we're friends. What? That's different. She's one of the good ones.
Okay. Like, why are you allowed to have a relationship like that when it maybe these people feel like they have that relationship by watching these social media
videos? All right. But like if it gets goofy, I don't want my doctor to be goofy.
You don't think your doctor is goofy?
I don't want to know. I'm sure he is.
Of course your doctor's goofy.
But I
goofy.
Don't want to see it. I also don't want to hear his opinions or her opinions.
Well, if it's strictly medical.
No, I understand that. But if we start going down this, because, I mean, I'm guessing if she's making this kind of bank, she's got to be doing something more than just talking about the vagina.
Well, I don't know.
Was she Bob Guccione? Who made a lot of money with the vagina.
Could you have picked a deeper reference for the worst possible show? Did you name a fashion designer? No, that was
no. Bobby Guccione
was it Hustler?
Founder.
Was it Playboy?
It was Penthouse?
Penthouse,
and they were the one who really was the original push the envelope, even before Hustler.
Thank you for your history lesson.
Yes,
on
here
pornography.
You go.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about this local doctor. She is an OB. Her name is Dr. Fran Haydenick. She says in a profile in the New York Post this week that she makes more money.
That's
being
insane.
A TikTok star than she does as an OB. The average OB makes around $300,000 a year. Kimmy, I know you had something you wanted to say. I do want to bring this up. Nick writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. How do you make money doing that? I always see people on TikTok and like, oh, I made this much on TikTok. I don't understand how you get paid to make videos, play games. Can you guys break that down for me? So she says it sounds like she makes it directly from TikTok. Like,
yeah,
so
there's like a TikTok like influencer program. I'm probably not saying it right. But
so TikTok pays you sometimes directly because you have to be sponsors. Where else is the money coming
from? She was just explaining
You literally took the words out of my mouth.
You cut her off as she was giving you the answer to your question.
That's pretty good, I guess.
No, it's not. You were saying.
I'm sorry.
I mean, as far as I know, you do get a percentage or whatever for views on TikTok, but I think that a lot of it can also come from brand deals and things like that, you know, once you really make it big.
Like Massengill and stuff like that? Well, no, the vagina stuff.
I
like the itchy, you know, they make that set for the itch.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know if she has any brand deals.
I have not watched her videos.
Yes.
So
no, but girls get an itchy vagina. They need some salve down there. Maybe she does that.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. It would be interesting to
know. What's that?
If a doc that is social media famous would cause people to want to see that doctor or avoid that doctor, because the room is split here. I mean, like, you would want to go have dinner, Tommy, at a place that had a celebrity chef cooking.
Probably, yeah, right? Yeah.
So you don't feel the same way about medicine as you do someone that's going to make you a meal?
But here's the thing, like, it's kind of a loss leader. Because let's say I'm poor and I can't get in. I don't have the proper insurance. Sure. And then she shows me this thing. I better go get checked out. I can't get a doctor. I can't get an appointment. I don't have any money. I got low-end insurance. What good did it do me?
Well, I guess
I'm still on the outside, and now my vagina don't work. She don't work so good no more.
I guess the thought would be,
yeah,
you're right. There are some people that just can't afford
it. Yeah, it's kind of a tease.
Period. But no, I mean, there are people, too, that I'm going to wait until the absolute worst thing happens,
all right,
and then they, you know, find excuses in their head why they shouldn't go. I mean, right, like, you know, with these doctors on TV and social media doctors or whatever, if you're like, hey, this is an alarming thing, well, now I have to go.
All right.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We have more messages coming in on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. Why don't we talk to a lady here?
Thank you.
You think that would help? Alicia writes, I greatly appreciate the doctors on social media. Many of them have helped me get through my miscarriage because they are allowed to be more humanized and share their honest opinion and stories, and I know that I'm not alone. Hearing all of these doctors regarding infertility has truly helped me through a hard time in my life.
Okay.
Okay, so it's a personal touch.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes it's just like finding a community you didn't know existed and connecting with people that may be going through the same thing, which can also be very, very helpful for people.
Yeah, I mean, it's, yes, yes. I mean, there's, like Kimmy said, you now feel like you're part of something. You're not alone. I mean, how many, look at you, you're a walking disaster, Tommy. How many weird-ass things have shown up on you where you thought you were the only one?
Well, I'm on a lot of medication.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
And you'll tell stuff, you'll tell us stuff, and we're like, ew, that's gross. I don't want to talk about it. So you don't have us to talk to.
And that's just him.
Thank you.
That's just him describing taking his shirt off in the mirror. I mean, one potential positive of having, like, a celeb doc is you'd get to hear all the reviews, both positive and negative, based on people's experiences.
Oh.
Like, the higher the profile the doctor, celebrity-wise,
yeah,
the more folks are going to want to talk about them.
So you can see the comments and whatever?
Well, and like, yeah, I mean, there's like a Yelp for doctors. Do you know this?
No.
Yeah. My wife showed this to me.
So you can read all their reviews?
Yeah, like people will leave reviews. Like, like my wife was like, do you know this exists? And like, based on our business, like 90% of the comments are negative.
Yeah, yeah.
Like all we do is just get our dongs kicked in. Yeah. Kimmy's giner. Mm. So she was like, I'm going to look at the comments. And like, I didn't want to be like, don't do it.
Yeah, it's not going to...
They were all positive.
Oh, that's
all
good.
Of my wife's guys like, wow.
That is good.
How'd you do that?
But it's amazing, though, because like...
I don't know. Maybe it people trust.
But even like, you could even see like a positive comment and take something negative from it just based on the way it's worded.
Yeah, I agree with you.
My vagina has never looked cleaner. Thank you, Doc.
Kimmy.
Got that stain out. Wow.
I have a question. What do you think they do at your annual exam, because it's not clean out your vagina.
Well, you got to, don't they go in there and root around? I had like a Roto-Rooter type of thing go in there.
Kimmy, would you like to explain to Tommy what
happened? Well, you got to check the walls and everything.
Yes, in a roundabout way.
You get the speculum. Is it a speculum? You open her up, right?
I don't think that's what it's called. Speculum?
Yeah. Speculum.
Does every woman need one of those?
Well, how was you going to open it up?
Yeah.
Buy her a drink?
What do you mean? Okay.
You had to open up a cocktail
lounge. I was
going to
make fun of him, but what do you mean? Does every woman need one of those?
A speculum.
How else are you getting in there?
Well,
like I said, a couple of cocktails.
No.
Maybe some nice talk.
Okay, so like, you know,
put on some smooth jazz. No, but a speculum, I thought, that's how it's like a...
No, I understand what it does.
Just
it's like a
birth,
gun.
It's not like a gun.
It
spreads it open.
I understand what it does.
Yeah.
I kind of assume, like, different guys have different bodies, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Some dongs look different.
Yeah.
There are women where it's just like, you don't even need it.
Oh, it's like that wide open?
Everybody needs
it. I was just asking, can I not ask a question?
So you think there's some women have a very...
That's like open where you could just take a peek inside any tools.
So it's like a real flapper.
Yeah, I mean, Kimmy, first of all, you have not been on the road doing comedy. Second of all,
True,
I was not making a statement. I was asking a question. That's different. I think that's fair.
Yeah, he is right, though. Like, there are some chicks, man. Like, that thing is
Do not jump on my side here. I just asked a question.
It looks like Jaws coming at you.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's used at every appointment.
I've never been to an annual exam. Watching my wife give
will.
No, thank God. I hope I never will.
Wait, go in with her?
Yeah.
Why would you?
My wife, we're going to talk about this later. My wife is doing this thing now where she's trying to schedule our doctor's appointments together.
Yeah.
And right now it's just like appointments we have. But I am worried this is going to go down the road of like she wants to come to
I'm lone wolf.
Yeah.
Man, unless there's something like you have to be there to like drive me home.
Yeah.
I just want to go in myself.
And even there, please wait in the car or like in the waiting room.
Because I have a really good rapport with all my doctors. Like, I talked to them, they're friends. A couple of guys I got out to drinks with.
Okay, you literally literally just said, I just want a doctor to be a doctor. Now you're like, oh, I got a great personal relationship, but I'm a doctor. We're like best buddies. So they tell me.
Well, we're just drinking buddies.
Okay, God. You don't want him to be goofy, but you're fine with them being drunks.
They're not drunks.
They drink with you.
They get the job done.
Let's, yeah, you look great. I'm on all kinds of medications. They get the job. All right, let's take a break.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's very possible the woman in this story got scared and did whatever the person on the other line told her to do.
Mm-hmm.
Was confused, wanted the problem to go away. We see it happen.
Yeah.
It's also possible that there is something in this woman's past or her family's past that led her to go along, at least initially, with this scam artist. Because as much as we do not like to victim blame on this show, if your elderly relative fell for this, you would have a couple of questions.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. A woman in Penfield got a phone call out of the blue a few weeks ago.
What'd they say?
When the 66-year-old woman picked up the phone, on the other line, a member of the Monroe County Sheriff's Department.
Well, this is important.
Well, at least that's what they told her. Turns out, the call came from scammers, presenting themselves as Lieutenant Frederick Johnson and Captain Brian Myers.
Okay.
Can I sidebar real quick?
Mm-hmm.
Do these scammers look up actual cop names, or do they make them up?
I think they make them up.
Okay.
But they sound legit names.
But like that would be the most fun part of the scam.
Yeah,
coming up with your character.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, the officer told her that her officer told her that her son had a warrant out for his arrest.
Oh, my God.
But they could take care of it for a fee.
Oh.
The scammers kept her on the phone for hours and eventually convinced her to go to Walmart to get Green Dot cards. It's a way to transfer cash. Luckily for her, when she was checking out, the employees of Walmart convinced her it was a scam.
Oh, so they had that thing where they catch you at the register?
You got it. She did not go through with the transaction. They called the police. Everything ended up okay. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
So it's possible that this story is one of a mother who was ready to save her son no matter what she heard. And that is understandable.
Yeah.
It's also possible this woman's son has a history of something they didn't talk about in the story and that this story may have been believable.
Mm-hmm.
That happens. But if this woman is a member of your family, and you know those two things are not true, this would create a little bit of drama, right?
Yeah, you would have some concerns.
Kimmy, have you ever been arrested?
No.
If you found out your mom
paid
$10,000to get rid of a warrant for you, would you be touched or would you be bothered she thought you were capable of that?
I think I'd be touched because I think... You kind of give a pass to somebody like your mom because she's not even, I don't even think she's going to think twice about it.
Okay.
And she's just going to pay it.
I mean, she would only consider paying these men if she believed
yeah.
you could be capable
yeah,
of having a warrant out for your arrest.
There's always the chance, right? I mean, there are people that themselves don't even know that there's a warrant out for their arrest.
Okay.
So it would be possible, I guess, or I guess I could see her wrapping her head around me having something like that, no matter what it was.
I don't know. I mean,
whether or not I knew.
Personally, I think I'd be bothered that my mother would think this is possible.
Well, I mean, you could be falsely accused yeah. of something, right?
Okay.
I mean, it doesn't mean necessarily mean she thinks you did anything wrong. It just means like, hey, let's figure this out. Like,
okay, but
maybe
like,
there's a mistake here.
But normally these scams, they get them for $5, $10, $15, $20,000. You would have to be at least, you would have to believe your child yeah. may be capable of something.
Yeah. Was in trouble.
It's funny. We can't even ask you this question because your mother knew you were capable of stuff like
and
that.
And I'm not talking to my mother.
Okay. Well,
sleeping around with Pat like that coworker.
Hey, man, don't blame her. I'm bringing the heat, buddy. 252-WCMF. 252-9263. Would it bother you or would you be touched if you found out your mother paid $5, $10, $15,
$20,000 yeah.
to make a warrant from a scammer
mm-hmm.
go away?
Yeah, because, I mean, this puts you in the piece oh crap category.
It does feel that way, right?
Yeah, you're a little grimy.
Because, like, I mean, again, if you're willing to pay that much money, it would have to be a warrant that was for something pretty severe.
Could be a hit and run, right?
Well, we don't have to guess on what it would be.
Well, no, let's say, like, Pat, did you really run over that man?
But, like, the fact that also she didn't call her son. Now,
no.
I get that the scammers, too, can be very convincing.
Jail.
Well, yeah, there's no way to get a hold of him. Do not try to call him. If
right.
you try to call him, you know.
But nobody else in the family would know about this, too. That's the other thing, like, because you got extended family. Like, if your brother Ryan got in, like, they were trying to scam your mom with your brother Ryan, she could call you, he could call your sisters.
Yeah.
His wife. You know what I mean? Like, there's a myriad of options.
Again, maybe the scammers have found a way to just keep these people on the phone for
well,
hours.
Well, they also may make it a sense of urgency. We need it right now.
Yeah, okay.
Because if not, we're putting them in the system.
But it said here this went on for hours. They kept her on the phone
yeah.
for hours. So there would have been a time in between, you would think.
Yeah.
Where, unless they say if you hang up, he's going
yeah,
upstate.
That's right.
I don't know, man.
It's a one-time offer, lady.
Well, which again.
like a used car lot.
I guess it's hard to put your mind in the head of someone who doesn't understand how technology works.
Yeah.
Maybe has never
yeah.
been involved with the law system.
Could be.
So they don't know. So look, again, I'm not criticizing this woman. I'm just trying to think. If this was my mother, of course I don't have a warrant out for my arrest that would necessitate $20,000 to clear it. I mean, Kimmy, let
yeah.
me ask you this question. If you found out your brother had a warrant out for his arrest, mm-hmm. would you be stunned?
I would be stunned, but I guess it is always a possibility.
Yeah, but he's a pretty straight guy.
Yeah.
He's got chickens.
He does.
So you assume that anybody... He does have chickens.
I do. I would assume anybody I work with, any family member, any friend, could have a warrant out for something.
I don't know. I mean, it had to be pretty lame. I mean, we all know lame people that you would be so shocked.
I mean, what's the lowest thing you could have a warrant out for your arrest? Is it like a speeding ticket?
Well, you could have a bench warrant because just, yeah, you didn't show up for court.
Okay.
Yeah. It could be a traffic violation.
Child support.
But did they change it where there aren't going to be bench warrants for speeding tickets anymore?
Oh.
I remember having that discussion. I'm not sure if it happened.
What about child support?
Child support. Okay. But then your kid would have to be divorced
right.
or have somebody with a child.
Mm-hmm.
Also, to think that they didn't pay their child support, also kind of a low opinion of your child.
Right. But you also know maybe he's struggling or, you know.
Okay. Now, I don't think there's no way for you to talk me out of this. I would be upset with my mother. I would be very upset with my mother.
Really?
Yeah.
I would.
You know, the other thing, too, excuse me, as
yeah.
I burp into a microphone, 252-WCMF, talking about the 66-year-old woman. She was called by people posing as the Monroe County Sheriff's Department. They told her that her son had a warrant out for his arrest, but they could take care of it for a fee. She made it all the way to Walmart.
Damn.
To buy things to transfer money when the employees at Walmart, thank God, caught her, convinced her it was a scam. They called the police. Nothing went through. If this woman who was almost scammed, is your sister, aunt, whomever, and you found out she made this payment,
yeah,
or was
yeah,
ready
yeah.
to make this payment to make that warrant go away, you would also have to wonder what has happened in the past with that kid where she was ready to drop the money
yeah.
Yeah.
to keep everyone quiet.
Yeah, there might be some priors.
Right?
There.
Like, has this kid been in trouble and nobody found out? Have they witnessed behavior from this kid where the woman believes their child is capable of something terrible?
You just could be a kid that just makes bad decisions in general.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
More of a risk-taking kid.
But
not even a risk. It's like you know, so You just don't get it, man.
Well, but it, you know, there is an age where eventually
you hope you figure it out.
Yeah, right? Like
well, yeah, but I've got nieces and nephews that are still there.
Okay. But again, there's you know about the Pryors. I guess the shock here would be if you didn't know about it.
Yeah.
Either she's gullible or there is something that went on behind the closed doors of that family.
Could be
that,
a little dirty secret in the family.
Yeah, nobody ever discussed.
Yeah.
I mean, let's say you found out that a woman fell for this for her kid. Would you start to be suspicious of the kid, even though the warrant wasn't real, because she was ready to cut this check?
I would, yeah, probably. Like, there's something going on there that I don't know about. There's a little dirt. I mean, everybody's got a little dirt. Nobody's clean, man.
Well, no, I mean, there's a little dirt, and then there's warrant out for your arrest.
But a little dirt can get, you know, life can spit out.
Look, I'm not judging. I'm not sitting here and saying anybody that has a warrant out for their arrest is a bad person. I'm just saying your mother always believes that you are a good person.
Yeah.
So for that person to get taken.
True. But you may just want to just save your kid.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, that's fair.
Pull him out of the fire or her.
That's fair. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Warren. Hey, Warren, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are you today?
Good, man. What's up?
I have never had a warrant server taken out on me.
Lame.
But I did get a... What's that?
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Warren.
I did get a call from one time when I was working, and the guy said he was Officer Friday.
Dragon.
Got it.
I'm just like, get the F out. Who is this? And he's like, you were a character witness on a buddy of mine's police firm or pistol permit. I'm like, oh, God, you got to give me that one. I'm stinking drag that.
Wait, his name was actually Officer Friday.
Yes. And
you were talking to Harry Morgan.
It was legitimately him. But I live in Wayne County. He was wondering why my name was crossed off on my buddy's pistol permit. But it's because he lived in Monroe County at the time, and they only wanted Monroe County residents.
That would be funny. Like, hey, yeah, Warren, you know what? Actually, Warren's seen some things, so yeah. I don't want Warren to be a witness on my pistol permit. Okay, Warren, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. That would have been a great joke.
Yeah.
40 years ago. Okay. We have a saying on this show.
What?
No one to punt.
Okay.
Don't make another bad decision. Don't let one bad decision lead to another
don't
bad
keep
decision.
Chasing.
Exactly. Sometimes you can just walk away. And that is the advice that this man should have taken because he went from being slightly delayed to now looking at federal prison time.
Wow. Way delayed.
You're hanging out at the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. So a 23-year-old man was rushing to get to the airport late last week in Detroit.
All right.
To board Spirit Airlines flight 2145.
Oh, so he's riding low.
Yes, he was. Well, he's 23.
Yeah.
Give the kid a break, right?
Sure.
Flight's expensive. When he got to the gate,
yeah.
He found the door closed.
Ah, damn it. Now, once it closed, you're screwed.
Well, the plane was still there, and that was his argument.
Yeah,
you
can
open up the
on.
Door.
You gotta
go. That's what they told him.
Nope.
He then got into an argument with customer service agents when they would not let him board. He was told that he needed to go back to the gate and rebook, and you would think that's exactly what he did.
Well, no.
He did not. No.
What did he do?
So the flight was scheduled to leave at 6:45 in the morning. Instead of going to the gate, he walked outside,
okay.
According to police, got on his cell phone, and called in a bomb threat to that specific plane.
Didn't see that coming.
To that plane.
That plane and that plane only. So we have quotes from his call.
Yeah.
He invented a bomber out of thin air.
Yeah.
Quote, there's going to be someone who's going to try and blow up the airport. There's going to be someone that's going to try and blow up that flight 2145. He then gave a description of the make-believe bomber and added, quote, they're going to be carrying a bomb through TSA. They're threatening to do it. They're still attempting to do it. They said it's not going to be able to be detected. Please don't let that flight board.
Okay.
Now.
Well, that'll hold the flight up.
Yeah, well, see, here's the thing, though. You're right. Yeah. You're right. They had to evacuate the plane. They brought on bomb-sniffing dogs.
Which opened the door.
Okay, yeah. Here's the funniest part.
What's that?
After he got done with that call, he went and rebooked.
Oh.
And as he was boarding his delayed flight, he was arrested.
Wait, so it took a little time.
Yeah.
for him to get all that.
Well, they had to track where it was coming from, right? Okay.
Well,
it
that's
take a little time.
I mean, that's just it.
He had to think, man, this is working.
I'm going to get away with this.
This is cool.
But it doesn't take a lot of police work to figure out.
Yeah.
When there was one very angry man who didn't make a flight.
One specific flight.
Yep, and then that specific flight, Kimmy, is there's a bomb on there, according to him.
And you called the tail letters of the actual plane.
You did do that. You also did that. who that was.
Yeah.
This kid, like I said, is looking at federal prison time.
Weesh.
The ultimate irony being, and I don't even know if this is irony, he was only going to be like 2 hours later.
I was just going to say that. Did he book his second flight after the bomb threat?
That's what it seems.
Yeah, it sounds like he did that and went inside.
Do you think after booking that second flight, he thought, well, maybe I overreacted back there.
I'm going to guess.
No, because it sounded like he thought it was working.
Well,
it took a few minutes, right? He was kind of like trucking down towards the plane.
Yeah, I mean, he was waiting to get on his delayed plane. But here's the thing, Kimmy, I get where you're coming from. And I do think that anyone that would call in a bomb threat to an airplane after they hang up the phone probably goes, that might have been too far.
Yeah.
Right? Like, the heat of the moment, you thought it was a good idea. But, like, what is...
But you had to go back to the airport.
You were still in the airport.
Oh, yeah. I thought he like left the airport and then
he just
kind of
left the area.
It sounds like he went outside, made the call, went back
in. That's what I mean. Like you had to walk back through security and all that.
Yeah, you're right. So what I think is the most remarkable part of this story, right, is this 23-year-old kid misses his flight, calls in a bomb threat. He didn't call in a bomb threat to hold the plane up.
No.
Like, he didn't call it in thinking it was going to solve his problem.
Exactly, because like as stupid as that would be, if he was on the way and called the bomb threat in thinking they're going to have to hold the plane, there is at least screwed up logic in
there. Yeah.
This was a vengeful bomb threat.
Yeah.
He was late. He was the reason he couldn't get on the plane. And even though he wasn't going to get on the plane, he was going to make life miserable for everyone else on that plane.
Yeah, maybe 300 people.
Who had nothing to do with the mistake that he himself made.
Yes.
That is effed up.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, go ahead.
That's a dumb kid.
Yeah, and I could see not that level of anger, but being upset because you feel like it's the airline's fault that you missed the flight because something was delayed or you missed your layover or they can't, you know, they overbooked or something like that. But this is all on you.
All your fault.
I mean, you missed the morning flight, probably the first, I'm assuming the first flight that you're taking that day.
Yeah, 6:45 a.m. Like maybe
so you didn't get there on time. Maybe you're mad.
Maybe book a later flight next time. Maybe that's the lesson we take here. And like the other thing too, like we know that Spirit is the most economy of economy airline.
No frills.
Like let's say they even told you we're not going to let you rebook a flight. You're out like at max $150.
Yeah, depending on where you're going. Because usually they're like regional flights.
Yes. And I get that that's a lot of money to some people.
Yeah.
Right?
But it's not game-changing.
Yes. Like, you know, a lawyer to represent you in federal court over charges that you were going to threaten to blow up an airplane. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we're talking about this 23-year-old kid. He was arrested after police say he was late, so late for a flight in Detroit that they closed the gate door, would not let him in. They told him he had to rebook. Instead of going to rebook, he walked outside the airport, called in a bomb threat on that specific plane, invented a bomber, insisted that this person was going to blow the plane up and it was going to be bad, rebooked his flight, went through the airport, was waiting to get on the next plane, and there he was arrested.
Oh.
So
he was in zone two.
Do they have zones on Spirit?
I don't know, probably.
So I've never actually flown Spirit, but I imagine it. They just open the door and let everyone spread
in.
Yeah.
First come, first serve.
Like go! You're like people crawling over other people.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.